This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Fan guest hotline is Jeff Ehrman from Inside Maryland Sports. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, Cordell and Vinny. How you guys doing?
Good. Not bad, man. Appreciate your time this afternoon. Terps coming off the six-point victory out in Ann Arbor over Michigan. So many different elements of this game to unpack. And I think we all on the show agreed Selton Miguel was the most impressive player on the court for the Terps last night. But who impressed you the most in last night's win?
Yeah, I thought he was their best player last night, most efficient. You know, early on they were struggling to score. They had, you know, 7 points in the first 7 or 8 minutes or whatever it was, and then he went on that tear, 10 points in the short span, and sparked them early. And then, you know, I thought second half Rodney Rice was really good after a rough first half. Julian Reese and Gillespie never got going, so you just had Queen and Miguel really shooting well, but that's a credit to Maryland now and their defense that they can win shooting 38% on the road against a top 20 team in the Big Ten.
Hey, Jeff, I tell you what, if I was the coach from Michigan and I saw all the turnovers and the way they turn a ball over would drive me crazy. I mean, it wasn't on some of them, you know, some of them, the Terps played great defense, but on some of them it was like, you know, oh, hot potato. You want to throw me the ball? Okay.
Yeah, they threw a bunch of passes straight to Maryland, especially that one stretch where Danny Wolf had, I think, three of them in a minute or two span. But, you know, Dusty May credited Maryland and Kevin Willard with that afterwards. He said their constant switching to different defenses kept them off balance. And, you know, Vlad Golden, the seven-footer, had 20 points in the game, but they mixed up the defenses and held him without a field goal during the final 9 minutes.
We're talking to Jeff Ehrman, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Jeff, like you said, it wasn't a great night for Gillespie offensively. Wasn't a great night for Juju offensively as well. But I thought Juju, specifically him, he still was able to bring the energy on the defensive side of the court. He's still out there getting rebounds. He causes three turnovers himself with the three steals, has a couple of blocks. Just what does it say to see these guys still be able to contribute, even though it's not directly contributing to the points on the scoreboard?
Yeah, I think Juju has been amazing defensively lately the past several games. His effect, you know, it's hard to really, when a guy is struggling offensively, sometimes it's hard to notice the defense, but his defensive play has been as good as I think I've seen during his career. He, you know, they do need to probably figure out how to get him out of this little mini funk he's in. I think he has 14 points total in the past three games after, you know, a month or so of near constant double doubles, but defensively he's been excellent. And that was really the bigger question about them earlier in the season. You could see the offense was going to be prolific, but they didn't look quite as good defensively as a Willard team. You know, they were still top 20-ish nationally, but now you're really seeing them improve in that area as the season winds down.
Hey, Jeff, Lenardi's got them a 4 right now. What do you see their ceiling is, you know, seed-wise?
Yeah, Vinny, I think it's probably a 3. You know, the Northwestern game this weekend, regular season finale, that doesn't have a lot of juice to it, analytically speaking. And so then you need, obviously, to win some games at the Big Ten tournament. But you're probably going to get a double bye, which means, you know, you're going to have to beat better teams than you would have played playing earlier in the tournament. So, you know, long story short, there's not a ton of opportunities for upward mobility. But if they beat Northwestern, take care of business there, and go to the Big Ten tournament and win maybe 2 games, I can see them as a 3. I don't know if a 2 is reachable at this point, but I would think a 3 is.
Well, Jeff, the lack of depth for this Maryland team is always a big focal point. And Jordan Geronimo last night, I thought he gave them a lot of energy in his 16 minutes, only had the 4 points, 3 rebounds. But he played with a lot of energy. And also Deshaun Harris-Smith as well. I mean, he didn't play a lot last night, but it feels like when these guys get in, they know their role. Is there something to be said about why these guys aren't scoring off the bench? They are still contributing something, whether that's energy or defense.
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, this team does have a lot of scoring. Obviously, life is easier when you can keep scoring when you have your bench in at the same rate. But, you know, even if the bench is not as offensively capable as Maryland, you know, I think they have the lowest scoring bench in the Big Ten by a wide margin. But Geronimo's been giving them a lot of energy plays, becoming that classic, you know, fan favorite kind of athletic energy guy, veteran off the bench. The dunk he had kind of set it off for them, built some momentum, and he's, you know, consistently been making plays. And Harris-Smith, you know, we know by now he's not going to be a big scorer, but if he can come in and give you good defense and rebound and make some hustle plays without making any mistakes, then, you know, you'll take that at this point.
Hey, Jeff, give me an update on, like, where the football team is going into spring ball and, you know, when does it start? And, you know, they got new coaches again, so it's starting over again.
Yeah, it starts, Vinny, in about 2 weeks. Staff, as we've discussed, has been reshuffled heavily. A lot of new faces, several guys switching from one position to another. You know, the big questions remain the same: quarterback and offensive line, and to a similar extent, secondary, which really struggled last year. So they brought in a decent number of transfers at these positions in the early transfer window, but I think coming up after spring ball, you'll see them really aggressively trying to go out and upgrade, get a couple defensive linemen. They lost a lot there and haven't added much. Maybe another receiver, and I think they need a safety still.
Jeff, with the Lady Terps, we know the women's Big Ten tournament is going on right now. Lady Terps, they got the double bye. They're awaiting their opponent that they'll take on tomorrow at 2:30. What are you expecting from them in the Big Ten tournament?
I mean, they've been playing better lately. You know, they hit that mid-season, maybe a little after mid-season funk, and had some injuries that really hurt them. But, you know, with the win against Michigan, they won a couple in a row, and you know, you can never doubt Brenda Freeze's teams in the postseason. I think last year was the first year in nearly 20 years at Maryland, or about 20 years at Maryland, that she's lost in the first round of the NCAAs.
Jeff, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. How can people follow you and keep up with your work?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Jeff_ERMANN, and the website is InsideMDSports.com. We've got full Terps coverage, recruiting scoop you won't find anywhere else. So if you love Maryland sports, come check us out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.